Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Okay, let's change gears just a little bit. In the studio with me now is a girl by the name of Amelia J. She's got a brand new album out. It's called No Ordinary Day, and it's pretty jolly good. Hello, Amelia J. Welcome.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
How did this all start for you? You didn't grow up in a family of musicians, did you?
No, I didn't, actually. I grew up in a family of...
Business people.
Business people, that's right. And I was the only one that would frolic down the grocery aisles and sing at the top of my lungs and drive my family completely insane.
Yeah.
So they knew that it was definitely something
different. Something was happening.
That's it.
I've got a little niece and she's like that. You know, there's two. There's the elder niece. She's very kind of prim and proper. And the younger one, she's just away with the fairies. She's going to be a ballerina. It's funny, even right from the beginning, how you can actually see that come out in a child. And obviously for you, it was coming out fairly early. How early was it for you that you were starting to evidence these musical abilities?
Well, it was probably very early when I was about 5 or 6, but it all started when I really hit about 10 years of age, I think, at the school musical, the lovely Josephine's Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and they held out the auditions and I went for it and they cast me as Joseph. Of all people.
Right.
Yes.
What school was this you were going to?
So actually, it was St. Paul's Grammar School, but my teacher will be in my memories forever. He just was the one that really nurtured that love that I had and really pushed me to do it. And he said, that's okay, minor details. You're a girl, Joseph's a guy. We can work with that.
Can
that's
work
okay.
Around that. Okay.
Costuming is amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And did you enjoy that role?
Oh, it was great.
You came alive?
I did, yeah. It was actually, that was the moment where I really realized that this is where I would love my life to
continue. You were how old then?
About 10 or 11.
That's a gift, isn't it? I mean, there's some folks that just struggle to recognise where their little spot is in life.
Yep.
And of course, even though you actually have the gift and you recognise that, doesn't mean you can earn a living from it. That's another thing we can talk about another day.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact is, isn't it nice?
Yes.
When you actually know kind of what you're built for.
Yeah, it is. And it does give you that sense of security. It gives you those nerves as well to go, oh my goodness, this is where my life is sort of fitting. Wow, it's probably one of the toughest industries to get into and to find success in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you're standing on that stage and where most people would probably be absolutely freaked, you actually find a lot of pleasure and joy out of it and go, this just feels right and fits.
Mm.
You really can't run screaming the other way. You have to follow it.
You're 27 now?
Correct.
I believe.
Yeah.
And so what's been happening for you in the meantime between 10 years old, discovering you've got these gifts and talents, 27 now, where you release your album?
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a crazy journey. So I moved through schools and went from St. Paul's and went to a performing arts school. And when I was there, I really realised that I wanted to be involved in the school spectacular and the talent development project. And to do that, I had to get into a state school. So I made that shift and that was where I really shaped myself and me and thought, now this is exactly, definitely where I want to go. So I spent a lot of my teenage years going through that. And then I went to NIDA to do some musical theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated from there and then just started writing. And God sort of said, now's your time. This is what I want you to do. Go.
Is there a theme that winds through your music at all? As a person of faith? I mean, is there a particular theme or you're just taking inspiration from left, right and centre and saying whatever you feel this particular
whatever
song needs to say?
Well, I think the beauty in the songs that I write are they are from life, so all the tears are shed, the craziness is experienced, and it does come from my faith of being a Christian and that walking through life with God as, I guess, your focus is pretty extraordinary, and that's, I guess, the inspiration of the title track No Ordinary Day came from.
Okay.
And I think the songs in themselves really shape around that one message. The journeys that each song goes through, I mean, it's my life over the last 18 months. So it's been a bit crazy. If you want to know what's happened, you just hit play and listen to the end. But yeah, as a Christian, I think it's to be able to write songs and be able to have them relate to people on all sorts of levels and all sorts of walks of life is something that I really love to be able to do.
Well, we were particularly captured by this song. It's called Now's the Time. Do you want to give it a bit of an intro?
Yeah, Now's the Time is that it's the song that inspires or encourages you to get off and do something about making a difference. It sort of encourages you to realize that you can, no matter how small or big you are, and that now's the time to do that. Not tomorrow, not in a month's time, but right now.
Now's the time for me to hit the little button and let's play it. Her name is Amelia Jay. This is Now's the Time. Open house.
Now's the time to believe.
Pretty all right, isn't it? Amelia Jay on Open House right across the nation. It's a beautiful song. Congratulations. Amazing
Thank
voice.
Thank you.
Nice backing tracks there too.
Yeah, we have an amazing producer that produced that, Joshua Brown. Yeah, he's a clever man.
Good job. Now, you're going to be doing a little bit of a tour in July.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane.
Correct, yes.
With JS Lee. The
yeah.
YouTube sensations are going to be at our March 27 show, a little yeah. farewell show for me and a welcome show to the brand new host.
Yeah.
So you'll be doing something wonderful. That'll be quite an amazing show, folks. That'll be an amazing
yeah.
show.
Yeah, so it's also with David Choi as well. He's also an incredible YouTube sensation. He's from the States.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of him.
Yeah, he's...
I haven't spent enough time on YouTube.
Yeah, you put him into YouTube and I guarantee you'll get some...
David Choi.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Amelia Jay, JS Lee and David Choi on this little tour in July. The website is Amelia Jay, and that's J-A-E, AmeliaJay.com. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
All the best with the, with the life ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.